I'm sure I'm not the only one who's ever stood in the middle of a crowded event and wondered whether I could get anyone's attention if I just started to talk at a normal volume. And I know it might sound strange, but you'd be surprised at the perspective you get when you actually try it. For me, the experience was a bit surreal because I'm usually the guy that people lean in to listen to. But standing there in the middle of that noisy room, I realized just how insignificant I really am in the grander scheme of things. Now, don't get me wrong, that's not a bad thing. In fact, as entrepreneurs, I think it's something we should all realize and remind ourselves from time to time. This little exercise also illustrates what's happening right now with your brand identity. We're all marketing in a crowded room full of noise and chatter, and you might think that the solution is to talk louder or show up in more places. But here's the truth. No matter how loudly you shout or how often you speak, if your identity isn't clear, if your message isn't laser focused, no one's leaning in. They're too distracted by the noise. So today, I'm going to show you exactly why your unclear identity is quietly driving your best clients away, often before they even reach out. More importantly, I'll show you how to fix this so that your message cuts through the clutter effortlessly, compelling the right people to pay attention. Trust me, once you grasp this, you will never look at your marketing or a crowded room the same way again.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're diving into something that's probably costing you clients right this very minute. We're talking about your brand identity. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Buzz, not another branding conversation, hang in there with me because we're not talking about logos, colors, or fancy slogans today. Nope, we're getting to the heart of the matter, clarity. Here's the thing. Most of us think we're clear about what we do. We think our marketing message is spot on. But if you've ever had that awkward moment where you realize a prospect doesn't actually understand what you do, or worse, misunderstands who you help, you're dealing with what I call an invisible identity gap. Now, this gap might seem harmless, but it's silently eating away at your credibility and trust. Often, prospects even book that first call with you. It's sneaky, it's quiet, and worst of all, it's expensive. But here's the good news. Today, we're going to uncover exactly why this happens and what you can do to fix it. Because when your brand identity is clear, when the message is dialed in, it becomes irresistible. People lean in, pay attention, and take action. So let's jump in and close this gap once and for all. First, let's talk about this invisibility gap a bit more clearly, because if you don't know it's there, you can't fix it, right? Here's what it looks like in action. Imagine you're in a networking event or maybe on a sales call, and you start explaining what your company does. You've probably experienced that moment when the other person's eyes slightly gaze over, or they give you a little polite nod, but they're obviously not connecting. Now, you might think they're just not your ideal client, but the reality might be worse. They might have been the perfect fit, but your message wasn't landing. That's the invisible gap in action. It's the difference between what you think you're communicating and what your audience is actually hearing. And here's why that's so dangerous. Most entrepreneurs don't even realize it's happening. Instead, they double down, get louder, or try to say more. But none of it solves the real issue, because clarity isn't about volume or quantity. It's about precision. Think about it this way. If your message isn't clear, prospects aren't sure what you're really offering. And that uncertainty creates hesitation. And in the business world, hesitation equals lost opportunities and missed revenue. The bottom line is that the invisible identity gap erodes that feeling of being understood. Instead of leaning in, prospects step back and you lose them quietly and consistently without ever knowing.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Your prospects don't buy from you because they understand your service. They buy when they feel you understand their deepest pain point. Your message has to come across as though it came from your own prospect's head. let me clear something up real quick because I know what some of you might be thinking. Buzz, our branding is creative. We've spent a ton on our logo, website, fancy copywriting, all the good stuff. And that's great. Creativity definitely has its place. But here's the catch. Creativity without clarity is just lipstick on a pig. Let me give you an example. I once worked with an IT consulting firm that poured over $20,000 into creating their website. Seriously, it was slick, polished, and incredibly impressive at first glance. But guess what? They were still stuck closing about 12% of their sales conversions. When we dug into why, it turned out their potential clients had no clear idea of what they were actually buying. The creativity in their design had overshadowed clarity in their message. Prospects would visit their beautiful site there and feel impressed, but still walk away confused. And confused prospects don't buy. They move on. And this firm isn't alone. Too many companies believe that if they can just be different enough, flashy enough, they'll attract clients. But here's the truth. Clients don't care how different you are if they don't understand exactly how you can help them. Think about it this way. You could have the most beautiful billboard ever designed, but if it's written in a language no one understands, it's not bringing you clients. It's just expensive wallpaper. So here's the big takeaway. Before you invest another dollar in creativity or fancy branding, invest in clarity, because clear beats clever every day of the week. And when you combine clear and clever, well, that's when your brand truly becomes irresistible. And speaking of irresistibility, there's another big mistake that businesses make when they're branding. And this one's another silent killer. I call it positioning soup. And let me tell you, this soup does not taste good. Here's what positioning soup looks like. It's when you're trying to speak to everyone, promising everything, and trying to squeeze it all into a single message. Imagine going into a restaurant and the chef decides he's going to impress you by mixing Italian, Mexican, Japanese, and American cuisines into a single dish. Sounds awful, right? Well, that's exactly what many businesses do with their messaging. They throw all their services, all their client types, all their expertise into the mix, hoping something resonates. But just like that chaotic dish, it leaves your audiences confused, overwhelmed, and frankly, a bit turned off. This reminds me of a financial advisory firm that used to offer, quote, comprehensive financial services. They tried to speak to young entrepreneurs, retirees, business owners, you name it, they targeted them. But when we looked closer, they weren't connecting with anyone. Why? Well, because their positioning was diluted. It was soup. So we narrowed their positioning from comprehensive financial services to guiding business owners going through major life transitions. Immediately, things changed. Suddenly, their ideal clients, entrepreneurs preparing to sell or scale, started paying attention. Why? Because the firm stopped blending into the noise. They got clear, they got precise, and the market responded. Here's the thing about positioning. When you try to speak to everyone, you speak to no one. You become invisible. But when you focus your positioning, when you clearly define who you help, what you solve, and why it matters, you become magnetic. You attract the clients who resonate deeply with your message, and your business grows faster than ever before. So ask yourself, is your positioning clear and focused, or are you still serving up positioning soup? Now, another critical point to understand is that your brand identity isn't just your website or your elevator pitch. It's every single thing your prospects experience from the moment they first interact with your business. In other words, your identity is either drawing people closer or pushing them away, often before you even realize they were even there. Think about it like a magnet. Magnets don't try to attract every kind of metal. They have clear, specific pull. Your identity works the same way. When your brand clearly signals exactly who it helps and how it helps them, it pulls in the right people almost effortlessly. But when your message is vague or inconsistent, that magnetism disappears. Suddenly, instead of attracting ideal clients, you're left chasing them, hoping something sticks. Let me put it into perspective. I once worked with a software company whose website proudly declared, We deliver cutting-edge digital transformation. Sounds catchy, right? But here's the catch. Potential clients had no clue what they actually meant. It sounded important, but it didn't connect to their real-life problems. But when we simplified their identity to, we help manufacturing companies eliminate paperwork delays that slow down production, things changed dramatically. It wasn't flashy, but it was clear, powerful, and specific. Suddenly, manufacturers dealing with mountains of paperwork felt seen and understood. The software company's identity went from repelling potential clients with jargon to attracting ideal customers with clarity. Your identity isn't just your first impression, though. It's the first filter. It signals to prospects instantly whether you're right for them or not. And let's be honest, wouldn't you rather spend your time talking to people who already understand the value you bring rather than convincing someone who's confused from the start? So ask yourself right now, is your identity pulling in the right people, or is it quietly pushing them away?
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Your brand identity should do more than communicate. It should resonate. And resonance happens when your message clearly mirrors exactly what's already going through your prospect's mind. When your prospects see themselves in your message, they stop shopping around because they found someone who gets them. Now, here's the big question. How do you create that level of clarity and resonance consistently? Well, that's where the focus framework comes in. Focus is a simple but powerful tool I've developed over the years of working with businesses just like yours. It's designed specifically to make sure your identity, your message, and your positioning all line up perfectly. It's about clearly answering three key questions. Who exactly do you help? What specific problem do you solve for them? And why does solving this problem deeply matter to your prospects? You can answer all three questions with FOCUS, which is an acronym that stands for Fix One Clearly Urgent Struggle. Who has the struggle? What is that clearly urgent struggle? And why is solving this struggle so important right now? If you're not crystal clear on these three questions, your brand will always feel scattered. But once you have clear answers, everything starts to click into place. Your message sharpens, your positioning strengthens, and your marketing becomes more compelling because it finally feels authentic and deeply relevant to your audience. Now, you might be thinking that focusing solely on solving for clients will limit your growth, but here lies the real beauty of focus. It doesn't limit your business, it amplifies it. Instead of shrinking your market, you actually grow faster because your prospects immediately recognize themselves in your message. They know you understand their situation, and that builds trust instantly. So here's your homework for today. Look at your current brand positioning. Let's be it your website, your LinkedIn profile, or maybe even email newsletter. And honestly ask yourself, if I showed this to a complete stranger, would they immediately understand who I help, what problem I solve, and why it matters in less than 10 seconds? If the answer isn't a clear and confident yes, you've got some important work to do. Now, before we wrap up today, let me quickly give you a preview of what's coming up next week, because we're just getting started with this three-part series on identity. So be sure to hit that subscribe button, because next week we're going to dive even deeper into and show you how you can take this crystal clear identity you've created and reinforce it through your marketing system and processes. In other words, we'll talk about how to make your message unmissable everywhere it shows up without overwhelming your team or spreading yourself thin. Imagine your marketing becoming an unstoppable force, aligned, consistent, and laser focused, automatically attracting your perfect clients like clockwork. Sounds pretty great, right? So make sure you subscribe to the show right now, because trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. And until then, remember, being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.